everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The Chiefs enter the second half of the NFL season brimming with confidence. Now, the best way to spend a bye week is to get healed physically and watch the rest of your division lose. Denver, San Diego, and Oakland all lost while the Chiefs rested. Now, the Chiefs start the second half of the year in Denver against the Broncos. Go back to the second game of the year this season. The Chiefs had the Broncos beat, leading by 7 points with 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go before a gut-wrenching, heart-stopping end of that game. It was the start of a five-game losing streak. Since then, the Chiefs feel like they have righted the ship, and they get ready for the rematch. We'll get you ready for the rematch like no other show can. 2 weeks ago, the Chiefs put 45 points on the board against Detroit. It tied an all-time record in the NFL International Series. The Chiefs have made dramatic improvement in some of the most key offensive areas. I had a chance to sit down with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson. We talked about how he matches up against the NFL's number one ranked defense, the Denver Broncos. But first, let's check in with the guy that some think is the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year after the first half of the season. Marcus Peters did not take long to make a splash. An interception in the first Chiefs defensive series of the year against the Houston Texans. He followed that up with a 55-yard Peyton pick six against the Broncos as he took an interception against the future Hall of Fame quarterback all the way to the end zone. Now, Peters gets ready for the rematch, the first time he'll go to Denver in a Chiefs uniform. And he sits down with our Chiefs reporter, B.J. Kissel, as we go under the helmet with the talented Chiefs corner, Marcus Peters.
Marcus, now that we're 8 games into your NFL career, midpoint of the season, only Derek Johnson has played more snaps for this defense than you have. Mm-hmm. Just how have you adjusted so quickly to the speed of the game?
The guys like Derek Johnson, Justin, Tamba, Eric, and Sean, you know, all those guys, when I first got in, it's high expectations, you know, and all they said, they was just here to help me tag along with the defense, you know. It's an excellent group that we got here, you know, so for me to come in and to start on a fast pace, it was real big.
Now that you are 8 games into the season, what has surprised you about the NFL game that the guys may have told you, but you kind of had to learn for yourself now that you've gone halfway through your rookie year?
Man, I don't want to sound too cocky, but I wouldn't say anything, man, and I'll give my hat off to the older guys on this team. With those guys, the game slows down a whole lot, and I'm able to just worry and focus on me doing my job. And when I'm focusing on just me doing my job, it allows for me to slow down the game within the individual aspect.
One of the things you've often talked about is playing the game for respect. How do you know when you've earned that?
For me, it's to gain respect from my teammates first, you know, as a rookie to come in. Your job is to learn and to do what's asked of you, and you make the plays when they come for you, and then it's something that you feel, you know, and I feel that I'm at a nice point with the team, you know, but I haven't really taken that next step in my game to really earn it fully.
Pass left, it is caught by Bellamy, and they swallow him up. Well read by Marcus Peters. Bubble screen, near side dropped. Peters was right there. Peters is having a heck of a game.
Hey, great communication on the last one, too.
For those of us who haven't and will never play cornerback in the NFL, just what kind of mentality do you have to have to play this position at this level?
You got to be confident. You got to have a whole lot of self-confidence. You got to understand and know who you are as a player. Know the ins and outs of what you can be allowed to do. And to be honest, it's just confidence. You're going to get beat sometime. It's going to happen, you know. But as many times as you get beat, I put a number in my head. 2 out of 3 times you throw at me, I'm going to get you an interception. For me, I got that self-confidence in myself. I understand who I am as a player. I understand what my weaknesses are, and I understand how I can improve those weaknesses, you know. But we're in the National Football League. You know, guys get paid to make plays, and I get paid to do the same thing, you know. So when my plays come, I got to make them.
When you talk about instincts, you talk about that playmaking. How much of it, when you go out and make a play, do you feel like is just natural instincts and ability as much as it is the preparation and watching the film and knowing what's going on.
Yeah, and the preparation turns into instincts because you see something, and when you know, you go. You know, so you look faster, you feel faster, and you just going. The games is nothing but a rerun of practice, and you got more fans there. You know, so everything that you went over in practice, everything that you see in practice, when it's your time and you see something, you got to go.
Final question is, over the last couple of games, both wins, we've seen the defense really take control. Created 5 turnovers in those 2 games. Now you're going up against one of the best quarterbacks of all time, but also has 13 interceptions, which leads the NFL. Just how much confidence do you guys have going into this game?
But we're going to come with the same confidence we started from week 1. You know, we got a good team here, you know, and we just need to take the step to being great. You know, we had a slow start. We just need to just stay on the path where we at, play good defense, and it turns into a team game.
The Chiefs offense has made significant strides in the last 2 games. Against the Lions, they had 6 touchdowns from 6 different players, 4 rushing touchdowns from 4 different Chiefs. The first time that's happened since 1960, the first year of the franchise. However, now the surging offense faces a major challenge. The number 1 ranked defense in the National Football League, the Denver Broncos in Denver. I sat down with Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson to talk about the Chiefs offensive improvement and how they can beat the Broncos in their home stadium. 3rd and 10, Chiefs at their own 47. Comes to the near side, pass is caught! Throw to Sir Kendrick West, catch made near side. A gain of 12 on a quick check down throw against the blitz. Patience shown by Alex Smith and Conley, a rookie. A gain of 25 yards on a deep crossing pattern. A little bit of a trick play as the Chiefs front. A quick jet sweep. Touchdown! Touchdown! Over the middle, he wants back for a touchdown! Kansas City!
Nice play. Nice. Great call.
Vast improvement in some key areas. Why the improvement?
You know, offensively, we've had a cohesiveness with our game plans, meaning there's been a lot of carryover from week to week. So the guys are very familiar with plays that we run against Minnesota, Pittsburgh, right into Detroit. So there's been that carryover, number 1. And I think, too, this time of the season, you know, guys are starting to play better and execute better.
Nice job, nice job. Let's roll.
The improvement has been in some of the base subjects. It's to be like math and science, and that is 3rd down and red zone. Specifically in those areas, what has happened?
Well, I think number 1, on 3rd down, you're seeing a vast improvement on 1st and 2nd down. We're staying out of those 2nd long situations. That's been key. We're getting positive in the run game. You know, we're getting those +3, +4 runs on 1st down, or if we have the option to throw it, again, we're getting increased value of those 1st and 2nd down plays. Same with the red zone. You know, again, as we self-scout our offense, we come away with saying, hey, we got to push the ball towards the goal line. We got to cross the goal line with the football, and we're seeing our guys make plays.
A lot of people talk about the perimeter run game when they talk about offense. I want to ask you about your perimeter passing game. For the last 4 games, you're getting big plays or plus plays. Why has that been better?
It's a credit to the offensive line up front. The protection has been better. Guys understanding exactly the situation that we're trying to get done. The game situation, whether it's 1st down, 2nd down, 3rd down. You know, Alex is really feeling comfortable, I think, with Jeremy and Travis Kelce and even Chris Conley and Albert out there on the perimeter. You know, trusting them and knowing exactly where they're going to be. And then just, again, the execution of the playbook helps. You can spread the defenses out, and you can open up those natural running lanes by spreading out the defense. Really helps guys like Sharkhandrick and some of those younger backs that we have, because those are the type of guys that are similar to Jamal in the fact that they're slasher type guys. The ability to do that and then throw it off of the run, that's been very successful for us, and that's something we got to continue now coming out of the break.
Great job.
On to Denver, and they've been the valedictorian of the NFL defensively here in the first half of the season. What about playing these guys this week?
Well, it's a great task. I mean, they're a great football team, and right now they're playing well because of their defense. And these guys are challenging, you know, offenses. They're a cover 1 team. They're creating interceptions and creating turnovers, putting pressure on the quarterback. They're a team that's going to get in your face and just say, come beat us. And they're playing with that swagger right now. And that's, you know, a tribute to them because that's where they are. It's a big task. But we've had our opportunities against them as well, whether it's there or here. We've had leads against them. So our guys, you know, are looking forward to it, looking forward to going over there and playing this football game, and hopefully we can right the ship against them.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs and the Broncos in their second matchup of the season. We're going to bring BJ Kissel back in for Focus Point. And BJ, when you're focusing on this game, you got to look at Peyton Manning. Even though he's not having the best year offensively, still someone you can't count out.
Every time we do one of these videos, I get really tired of talking about all the success that Peyton Manning's had against the Chiefs. So we'll get through it really quickly. 14-2 overall against the Chiefs. 7-0 since he's gone to Denver. But Pete, like you mentioned, he's not the same player this year. It may be the same jersey. He's not the same guy. Leads the NFL with 13 interceptions. Has at least one in every game this season. And four of their eight games, he's actually thrown multiple interceptions. But you go even further than that. Numbers in the red zone. Numbers against the blitz. Third down conversions, all those numbers are down for Peyton Manning this season. So while he's still one of the best to ever do it, the Chiefs are going to have an opportunity to make some plays against him in this game.
And he's got two talented wide receivers. You have Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas.
They're two elite playmakers he's got on the outside, so he doesn't have to make every single play. If he tosses up, those guys are going to make plays for him. We saw it in the first game. Those two combined for 28 targets, 16 receptions, over 200 yards, two touchdowns. But the good news for the Chiefs compared to the first game is they're going to get cornerback Sean Smith in this game. He wasn't able to play in that first game. What we saw really late in that game, Peyton was attacking everything opposite of Marcus Peters. He's not going to be able to do that with Sean Smith out there. He's one of the best in the league. He's had a lot of success throughout his career. He's going to be out there on Sunday, and Peyton's not going to be able to do the same thing he did in that first game.
So a huge improvement for the Chiefs on their defensive side of the ball. But you look at this Broncos defense, this is a 7-1 team, mainly because of that defense.
The defense has been carrying. They rank best in the NFL in yards per game, allowing just 274. 30 sacks, you know, 17 takeaways, ranked second in the NFL. I mean, his defense has made a lot of plays that's really carried them throughout the entire season. But you look at a couple of guys that have led them in doing that is DeMarcus Ware, the outside linebacker opposite Von Miller, leads them with 6.5 sacks. He's not going to play in this game. He re-aggravated that back injury he had earlier in the season. And then cornerback Aqib Talib got suspended, is not going to play in this game. He leads them with 3 interceptions, but he's also got 2 pick 6 returns for touchdowns this season. They've got 5 non-offensive touchdowns as a group. That's what's helped put enough points on the board to go 7-1. So the Chiefs are going to have some opportunities on offense, knowing that they can kind of slide protection, you know, towards Von Miller because they don't have DeMarcus Ware coming off the other side. And the secondary, they don't have the two shutdown guys. Chris Harris, one of the best in the NFL. Aqib Talib's one of the best in the NFL, but not going to be playing this game.
Well, BJ, that's a lot to take in. We love an AFC West game. It's the Chiefs and the Broncos coming at you this Sunday. He's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
Spare nobody. We're in the same situation. Let's get it. Uh-huh. We're still on the same mission.
Bam on three, baby. 1, 2, 3.
Bam. Maxwell and Jackson makes the catch. Get it to Viking 50.
Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back to the show. Any National Football League season is like a visit to the amusement park. It's like being on a roller coaster of emotion, ups and downs. And I have a feeling we're in for one heck of a ride in the second half of the season. But before we buckle in, let's just take a moment and look back at some of the best moments of the 2015 first half of the year with our 65 TPT crew. Beautiful Sunday here at Arrowhead Stadium.
What do you wish for on a Sunday? Huh? Your team, baby.
Spare nobody. Spare nobody. We're in the same situation. Let's get it. Uh-huh. We're still on the same mission. Bam on two. 1, 2.
Alex Smith under center.
R.D.D. I shot.
Alex Smith throws left side. Pass Clay Conley. Stretches out. Touchdown. Kansas City. Chris Conley has his first National Football League touchdown.
Good job, bro. Great job. Hey, way to finish. Way to finish.
Chiefs moving first and 10 at their own 45.
I got more.
6:54 left, third quarter.
Let's go.
Davis, the lone setback. Alex Smith, the throw. Throwing deep for Macklin. Macklin adjusts and makes the catch.
Let's go. Let's go.
And jumps up trying to exhort his teammates.
Go, baby.
Nice catch.
Brian Hoyer on first down will throw. Pass near side. Intercepted by Marcus Peters at the 14-yard line. And the rookie, Marcus Peters, makes the interception. And the Chiefs are in business deep in Texan territory. Three tight, all loaded right side. Smith will throw. Looking for the end zone. Zipped it for Kelce. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Kansas City. On a post pattern of 10 yards. And Travis Kelce tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone. Today, this morning, two kingdoms unite. The Chiefs kingdom meets the United Kingdom at historic Wembley Stadium in Northwest London as the NFL International Series continues.
London.
Okay. Hey, let's get it, man. Different country, same mindset, baby. Yes, sir. We're still finna get it. We're still finna bust these boys' ass, man.
We're in London! Let's go!
In the 13 previous games in this series, get this, no AFC West team has ever been victorious.
All day, Alex.
No, we stopped that all day.
Today, two kingdoms do indeed unite. But the Chiefs will try to make even more history on one of the most historic pieces of real estate, Wembley Stadium. Three nothing Detroit. West is the single back. Lance trying to clog up the middle. Now they come on a reverse to the near side. Touchdown! Kansas City! And the Chiefs find the sweet nectar in the UK. Third down. Stafford to throw under pressure. He's sacked! Derek Johnson came blowing in to the right shoulder of Matthew Stafford. And the Lions are three and out again.
Alex, use that now.
Five-man protection. They fake to Charcandrick West. Alex Smith in trouble, trying to buy time. Now runs. 35-40. Across the 40. Go, go, Alex Smith. 40 yards. 30 out. Detroit and forced out of bounds. Was that Alex Smith or Cam Newton?
Let's go, oh. Let's go. Let's go, oh.
Let's go, let's go. 53 werewolves just took over London right here.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. Now, the next 2 months feature five games against the AFC West. In fact, next week, the Chiefs stay on the road as they'll take on the San Diego Chargers. Last year, the Chiefs started a five-game winning streak with a road victory in Southern California. And get this, the Chiefs have not won back-to-back against the Chargers in San Diego in 22 years. We'll get you ready for another AFC West road showdown right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
my toss power trap.